I've never seen Zentaro and Kikue hug or kiss each other or heard them say, I love you. Which for somebody like me who grew up in the States seemed, well, different. But I got some insight into their relationship from the story that mom told me. Zentaro and Kikue got married, not because they fell in love, but back in 1927, marriages were arranged between two families. It was a merger of status and assets. Zentaro offered a solid future in the government, while his fiancée's family had social status with her father's prestigious position at the Bank of Japan. But during their engagement, the situation changed, as his fiancée Kikue no longer could hold up her end of the bargain. Her father suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, ending his career at the bank. So their go-between told Zentaro, you should call off the engagement. Most men would have. After all, an arranged marriage was a contract, not a vow for richer or poorer. Zentaro responded to the go-between, it's not the old man that I'm marrying, so I don't care. And that's how my grandparents came together. Fast forward 18 years to 1945. Japan and the United States are fighting each other in World War II. Zentaro and Kikue lived in Kyoto, where he's the governor. Their daughter, my mom, stayed behind in Tokyo to finish high school. Today, Kikue is visiting her. Kikue's train was coming out of the tunnel. Suddenly, an American airplane flew over and rained bullets on the train. A bullet pierced through her left shoulder. Half of the passengers in her car died. It was a sea of blood. When the medics came,
重症の人はもうとにかく手を切るとか足を切るとかすごかったらしいよ。
It was mayhem as they amputated arms and legs of the seriously injured.
軽症だったんだって。だからちょっと手当てしてもらってね。でも帰ってよろしいって。
They said her injury was minor, so they simply applied a quick patch and told her to leave. Kikue came home, covered in blood.
救急車呼ぶなんてことはできないわけよ。救急車なんか走ってないからさ。自分で病院に行かなきゃなんないわけ。
But it wasn't like we could call an ambulance. There were none. So, she had to go to the hospital on her own. So, Kikue headed to the small clinic of their friend, Dr. Kanai. She both walked and took whatever was left of the partially destroyed Ginza subway line for 8 miles.Which is the distance between the southern tip of Manhattan and 125th Street in Harlem. Hearing the news, Zentaro arranged for her to be seen at the best hospital in Kyoto. He personally came to bring her back. Unusual, men often did not take time off to attend to family emergencies.
それで退院したらばその場に金井さんが焼けたのよ。病院が。
So she checked out of the clinic, and that night, Kanai-san's place burned down. The clinic. At the Kyoto University Hospital, Kikue underwent several operations.
レントゲンかなんかで見たらもうほとんど心臓スレスレだったってよ。
X-rays showed that the bullet barely missed her heart. It was hardly a minor injury. A year later, the U.S. General Headquarters, which took over after the war,purged Zentaro from his job. He wasn't allowed to take another job during the 7 years of the U.S. occupation. Now he's the one who lost socioeconomic status. Well, they never exchanged a marriage vow for richer or poorer, but Kikue stuck it out. They certainly had each other's backs, literally, in sickness or in health, and the marriage lasted 57 years.Till death did them part.